of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be good.
Good evening. We thank God for another Saturday evening. And it's always a privilege to come your way. And tonight is another edition. I believe we are going to be blessed as we look at a few things happening. And we look at the news first. And then hopefully I'll be having a brother joined by phone. He's in Cape Coast, but he's one of ardent listeners. And, you know, the Lord has been showing him things, I mean, right from, I think, the 2020 coming, of what is coming, specifically, I mean, the food situation. I think I've read some of his things on the show, whilst I've been talking about the food stuff from last year right into this year. But I told him that, you know, I mean, the Lord shows these things to share the body of Christ, you know. That's the essence of some of these warnings from the Lord, for his children to know what to do, how to pray and all that, how to prepare and all. So this evening he'll be joining me after the news section, and we'll go through a few of them. And, you know, these are for Christians, believers, those people who understand spiritual things. They can make meaning out of these things to know what to do. And I believe it's very important we get informed, because God doesn't just give dreams and visions just for the fun of it. It's meant to send a message to his children. And sometimes, we are the ones who don't pay attention to what God is saying. But then, let's get to the news first. But then, yeah, we start off the news. We have, this week has been very shaky. Big earthquakes happening across the world. And there was one that even issued a tsunami warning. The one around Tonga, that was 7.3 magnitude. But later called off the alert for the tsunami. There is this report which I think, okay, let me read it first. But it really fits exactly into what I'll be talking about after. So I think let me skip it. And then this is a UN report on food issues in the world. And that's how serious it is that the UN is even addressing it again and again. You know, those who remember, I read over a number of times, I read the UN food reports. That was when I was sending the warning signals and all. So, as for information, it's out. They say it, the scientific reports and all. But, unfortunately, well, all right, so let's get into some wars and rumors of where we have. Iran has built a hypersonic weapon that can fly 5 times the speed of sound, move in and out of the atmosphere, and strike advanced anti-missile systems. All this that they are doing is because of Israel, mainly, primarily Israel, and then the U.S. But Israel is their main focus when they do these things. Then another headline says, rumors of war. The clock is ticking and China is preparing for war. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced that China will be preparing for war, and that should deeply alarm all of us. Needless to say, nobody is going to be attacking China anytime soon. So why would the Chinese need to prepare for war if there is zero chance that they will be attacked? Unfortunately, the answer is obvious. The only reason China will be engaged in a military conflict anytime soon is if it chooses to invade Taiwan. The moment such an invasion is launched, the United States and China will be at war. The Chinese know this, but Chinese President Xi Jinping is going ahead with preparations for war anyway. China will focus on preparing for war with the country's security increasingly unstable and uncertain, President Xi Jinping has declared. Okay, as if we don't have enough troubles with the Korea, the Russia-Ukraine one. And these people too want to do theirs. North Korea too has been threatening last week. I mean, threatening nuclear against South Korea. And it's like some people just don't want peace to be in the world. But I don't blame them, because so far as Bible has to be fulfilled, then we need troublemakers like these so that wars and rumors of wars can be fulfilled in Matthew 24. Because if everybody is peaceful, then there will be no need for any war, no rumors of war. And in that case, some verses in the Bible cannot be fulfilled, because it is wars and rumors of wars that also pushes some of the crisis in the world, the famine and all those things. So some things have to happen for some things to happen for the Bible to be true. Unfortunate as it is, but that's the reality. All right. So this week, the U.S. did their midterm elections for Senate and Congress. And the expected red wave for Republicans didn't really materialize. It's not been too good. But then some states voted for change in some laws and against and all that. But I just, there are just two which, two news from that. The first is Massachusetts, which just elected the nation's first openly lesbian governor. It's like, wow, trouble. You know, you can imagine the influence this woman will have on the system, on the society. Imagine she goes to a girl's school or a school to go and talk to them. What model is she? How can she be a role model for the children? You know, see, when that's the danger when these people rise to positions of trust like that, because then they have an overbearing influence on, I mean, on the system in terms of those who are weak. And unconsciously, by the time I realize, some people get influenced. And that's how powerful, you know, leaders carry so much power, especially political leaders. And so when they go these negative ways, it really becomes a big problem, because then she's influencing the youth and they'll be following. At least that becomes more of like a role model for some people. And the world is just getting off and off and off. I saw another one too, I think, it's just getting more bizarre by the day, because things that would have been in secret is openly being glorified and adored. And that's the world we find ourselves now. Then we have Montana. The state of Montana voters rejects Born Alive Infant Protection Act. And this, I'll go into it a bit, because it's very, very amazing that people can be this evil. So Montana voters rejected the Born Alive Infant Protection Act that would have required medical professionals to perform life-saving medical care on infants who survived abortions or were born prematurely. The pro-life measure would not have prevented Montana residents from receiving abortions, but would have required medical care be provided to infants born alive as a result of a natural or induced labor, failed abortion or cesarean section. The measure failed by about 20,000 votes, with 52.6% voting against it and 47.4% in favor of this passage at the time. The Associated Press called the race, "A health care provider performing an abortion shall take all medically appropriate and reasonable steps to preserve the life and health of a born alive infant who is viable." And so they voted that in a case where the baby comes out and is not dead and can be saved medically, the medical personnel should just look on for the infant to die. That's how evil we have become in this world. All right, so over 32,000 signed petition urging Biden to reinstate Nigeria on religious freedom violators list. A petition signed by over 32,000 people was delivered to the White House on Friday, calling on the United States government to reinstate Nigeria to its list of countries where religious freedom conditions are most concerning. You know, a few years ago, I think 2 years or so ago, Nigeria was removed from the list. The U.S. removed them from the list of countries that Christians or religious persecution is taking place. And it's one of the most amazing things this government did, the U.S. government, I mean, because at the time when they were removing it, that was the season where the persecution was even happening extensively in the northern Nigeria. So one would wonder what really necessitated such an action to remove Nigeria from the list when the persecution has even increased after and is still going on. It's really, really that serious, because the next news says that over 4,000 Christians killed by terrorists in Nigeria since the start of 2022, according to a watchdog report. 4,000. Over, actually, 4,000. Because it's almost like a daily occurrence. Kidnappings and the killings and all that. Attacking villages, going to schools, Christian schools, I mean, killing based on Christian religion based lines. Are you a Christian? Then they kill. If you are not, they leave you. Going to villages, killing based on religious lines. I mean, it's just worrying. But then in Mozambique, we have this news that says Islamic extremists kill at least 29 Christians since September. So it's not only Nigeria that is struggling. Mozambique is also having a form of these. And I think it's a form of ISIS guys who are doing this. Okay, so let me get into the news item I deferred for the last. So global food imports on track to reach all-time high. This is according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, which is a UN agency. So the subheading for this section says alarming signs. Food prices rose worldwide following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but have somewhat decreased. Together, these countries produce about 30% of all wheat exports, in addition to other grains and related foodstuffs. Although the bulk of the increase in the global food import bill will be accounted for by richer countries, rising food costs have disproportionately affected poorer countries. The aggregate cost for food imports for low-income countries is expected to remain almost unchanged, even though it's predicted to shrink by 10% in volume terms, pointing to growing accessibility issues for these countries. These are alarming signs from a food security perspective, indicating importers are finding it difficult to finance rising international costs, potentially heralding an end of their resilience to higher international prices, FAO said. Then the next session is deepening differences. The Food Outlook Report warns that existing differences are likely to become more pronounced. High-income countries will continue to import from the entire spectrum of food products, while their developing world counterparts will increasingly focus on staple items. Last month, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, approved a new food shock window to provide emergency financing to lower-income countries. FAO has welcomed the move, calling it an important step to ease the burden of soaring food import costs. And the report also assesses expenditures on imported agricultural inputs. This year, the global bill is expected to jump by nearly 50% to $424 billion US dollars, or some 112% over 2020, driven largely by higher costs for imported energy and fertilizers, negative repercussions for global agricultural output and food security are likely to extend into 2023, according to FAO. Let me repeat. Negative repercussions for global agricultural output and food security are likely to extend into 2023, said FAO. I'll come back to this and talk a bit briefly when I finish the full thing. Then the Food Outlook Report is published twice a year by the agency's Markets and Trade Division. It also contains market supply and utilization trends for commodities such as cereals, oil, sugar, meat, dairy, and fish. Currently, supplies are at close to record levels, though multiple factors indicate tighter markets ahead. For example, world wheat production is forecast to reach a record 784 million tons over the coming year, boosted by significant harvest recoveries in Canada and Russia. Although this should push global wheat inventories to record levels, the report said that accumulations are expected mostly in China and Russia, while stock levels are predicted to decline by 8% in the rest of the world. In other words, there'll still be shortage. You know, so the report talks of, they predict into 2023 that the food issues will continue. The reason why they are able to predict is agri is a science, as we all know. It's a science, and it's a basic principle. You reap what you sow. So if you have few farmers planting due to all the conditions, climate change, fertilizer cost, costs of other things they need, equipment, and for those larger plantations and larger farms where they use equipment, machines, they are all diesel powered, and diesel costs has gone up the world all over. So operational cost is high, fertilizer costs, and then shortages is also a reality. You see, so there's been less quantities in terms of planting this year due to some of these factors. So in effect, if you plant less, automatic, you reap less. There's no magic about it. And so that's why they're able to make such bold pronouncements. Last year, yes, they made some of these pronouncements. That's when I started talking about it, from August last year coming, because these reports were highlighting the low planting seasons and the climate change and the cost of fertilizer then last year, before even the war started. So all these predictions were also in place. So they were able to predict that it would reflect in 2022. So as I read these things to listeners, those who remember, I read these reports and all. So it's science. Obviously, once the principle still exists, principles of sowing and reaping, then that's how they can predict that next year, what we are seeing this year will extend into next year. And that's a bit worrying as well. But then the issue is, for those who remember, I interviewed the Reverend Oil Prophet Simon Opoku on this program about five months or so ago, where he shared what the Lord showed him in 2020 about the coming food crisis in the world, not only Ghana, in the world, and what believers should do. So the warnings have been coming off the record. I'm just trying to recollect. At least I've heard not less than 6 or 7 prophets or pastors, 7, talk about what the Lord showed them regarding the food coming, food issues coming, and what believers have to do. You know, so the warnings have been there, it's been, they say it, but as to those who take it well and all that. But that's how these things have been playing out, and we are beginning to see signals of it. If you are really observant, and it's obvious. I mean, look at the pricing models and all that. But that's why I want us to really get some understanding from the biblical point of view. But before then, I'll be playing a song, and afterwards I'll read a verse or two, and then we'll have a brother join us, Isaac from Cape Coast. I think the songs, yeah. Okay, I'll play. I'll see if I can play just a portion of Prophet Simon Opoku's message. Yeah, what he shared. I think, yes, let me play that one first. So you can take a listen.
My name is Prophet Simon Opoku, and I have a message to the world. I want the world to pay attention to this particular message from today, and let's note it and watch it very carefully. The Lord appeared to his son and gave me a message for the globe. In a revelation, I saw that a mass of people had gathered, and all of them had queued in search for food, and they were going to buy food. But the food they were going to buy was from just a particular source, because people could not find food to buy anywhere else. So there was a long queue, and the queue was just swelling up and swelling up and swelling up. The only exemption to people forming that queue were people who had a certain card, a blue card, and it was a medical card that allowed somebody to bypass the queue to just go and buy that food. So the Lord showed me this, and people had queued, they were going to buy food. Very long queue, I mean unending queue, but they were just going to buy the food from one source. And then the Lord took me there, I bypassed the queue, bought some of the food, and at the end of the day, I was taken I was chauffeured, I got a taxi afterwards, and then they drove me off together with about two or three more people who weren't feeling well in that revelation. And then I was dropped back in my home. And then the Lord said to me, said, son of man, what I have showed you is a message that must go to the globe. And that there is hunger and starvation that is about to strike the world. And that in this hunger, what will be happening is that many countries will not be able to import food even from other countries. So people will have money to buy the food, but food will be in scarcity. Food will be very scarce, and people will not get money to, people will not be able to get some of the food to buy. Hence the reason I showed you that long queue, and from people buying from just one source. So this is a message to the governments of our world, that nations should start preparing ahead of time, as it was in the days of the Bible, as it was in the days of Joseph, when upon the face of the earth there was no food to buy anywhere except Egypt. Countries should start domesticating, people should start preparing and putting their food together as a country, I mean, or as nations. Because there's coming a time when people will strive hard to even get food to import. Countries will have money, but getting the food to import from other countries will be a problem, and there will be barriers and restrictions on even importation of food. So God is preparing and telling the globe ahead of time that there's hunger coming. At least within the next 6 years, the globe is going to face a lot of economic challenges. And so countries should just prepare and store up enough to be able to cater for its citizens. If you don't do this, the countries will be found wanting. So I am putting this message across, that individuals should start preparing in their own small way, in packaging themselves, in storing food or packaging food for themselves, and in the medium to long term, and then government should equally do the same. Because if you don't do this and if you don't prepare, there will be chaos across the globe. This is the message that the Lord gave to me just today, and I want the world to recognize it and to watch it and to note it.
All right, this was in 2020, early part of 2020, during the COVID those times. So I spoke to him some months ago on this program as well. And yeah, so that's it. And let me play this song, and then after that, Brother Isaac will be joining us. He's from Cape Coast to also share. He's been sharing his visions and dreams with me for some time. I've read some here. There's one I remember very well. I was in Accra. He sent it to me, the cost of diesel and petrol. That was in May, I believe. I think so. Either May or June. I was at a program when I got that message in the morning. Then I told my sister that this brother has sent this thing. And when he sends the things, it's just a matter of some months, it will come to pass. So I told my sister and my brother that after the program, we're chatting, told him that we should expect to see fuel cross towards the 20 city line, diesel 21, then I think petrol was 20. That's what he saw. And so I just knew that you just have a few months, we'll get there by all means. And lo and behold, today, diesel 23.45, I think. And so, yeah. He's been sharing some the food. This, the Lord shows it to him like a slideshow or screen. Sometimes it's in the shop, you see the price tags on the shelves, or he's within a place, a shop, going to buy himself. You see or hear the pricing. So it's like he just sees the prices of items, or he hears the prices of items, and then he type and send to me, brother, and this what, sometimes on phone, you tell me this what the Lord showed him and all that. And I've seen quite a number of them come to pass just as he shared with me. But I believe it's better we all hear as the body of Christ. These things are meant for the body of Christ to help us, inform us, and guide us. All right. So I'll be back after this one.
Go full of faith. Go full of faith. No fear. I know they fear, no fear. Don't be afraid, no fear. I know they fear. I refuse to be afraid. For those of you in Canada that don't understand, I know they fear means I won't fear. I know they fear. Those of you around the world that don't understand, I know they fear. I know go fear. It means I won't fear. I refuse to fear. Do you understand me? So make this your declaration in this new year, in 2022. Make it your declaration. Say it over yourself again and again. Good things are coming to you. Bad news are not coming to you. Bad things are not coming to you. Your portion you will receive. What is yours you will have. What belongs to you, you will get. No man will take your portion. No man will take what belongs to you. The Lord will preserve what belongs to you. This year you will lead many to Jesus. This year you will know Jesus more, and you will lead many to Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. This year, things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. Yeah, things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will
yield for us. So I walk in all God has for me. I recover everything. I walk in all God has for me, because Christ is me. I walk in all God has for me.
Song by Victoria Orinze, Anogofie. All right, indeed, we really, really, really need a strong mental fortitude in these times. Matthew 24, verse 6, 7, 8. Let me read quickly. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We have to take note that this is before Christ comes. This is before Christ comes. So, in as much as we see these things, a lot of the time, people wish we will not see them. But, well, so far as the clock is ticking closer to the coming of the Lord, then the likelihood of seeing these things that happen before He comes becomes more real. Let me get into Joel 2:28. 29 as well, or 22, yeah. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. So the question that comes is, why will God be showing visions and dreams and giving prophecies in the last days? If all that we need is in the word of God, then what else is there to show? Because a dream is information, vision is information. So if all that we needed is fully in the word of God, why God these dreams and visions? You see, the dreams and the visions and the prophecies that will be coming in the last days are to give us better particulars of prophecies unfolding. So yes, the word of God says there will be famines, there will be pestilences, there will be wars, rumors of wars. But now the Lord then gives details as to a particular event that will be unfolding and how his children can prepare. So that's how the dreams will be coming more and more and visions, because a lot of things will be happening. So God will be giving better particulars and specifics. For some people, God will say that, well, move from this place to that place. To avoid being in a situation, just move. So that God knows something is coming, but take your family out of this place. That's giving details about an event coming. You see, so God will be using these things to communicate with the body of Christ. So it's very important that the church becomes very aware of these things, so that we just don't reject when God is talking to us. Hello, good evening, Isaac. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, good evening.
Our thanks.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello, you're on air.
Oh, okay. Good evening, Reverend. And then good evening to your channel's cherished listeners.
Yeah.
It's a privilege to be here this evening. It's an honor.
Thank God.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Okay. You know, we've been having these chats and conversations for close to 2 years.
Yes.
COVID era, and then afterwards, what the Lord has been showing you, you share with me. And all. There are some you tell me, well, he's not giving you the go-ahead to share yet, and all that. And now we are seeing a lot of things unfolding. I mean, there's some you shared 2 years ago, fully unfolded, and still unfolding some and all that. So, well, I mean, you can just, let's share some with our listeners. You know, that's why I was reading the Joel 2:28, so that we understand the purpose of dreams and visions in the last days. That it's meant to give us specifics about coming events. Yes, he's giving, Jesus gave the broad title, famines, pestilences.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't give us the type of or where and when these things will happen. But now God, now the Holy Spirit gives particular details. My children, this is coming. Get ready from this time to that time. The details and all that. So that's the detailed aspect of informing us about the same things that the Bible has told us about, but this time giving us more clarity as to when some of these things are unfolding, or how and what we should do as children of God. All right, so we can just go through a few of them. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend.
Yeah.
Good evening to our listeners once again.
Mm-hmm.
I would start from the dreams from last 2 years, and then I'll build it up to this year.
Okay.
What the Lord has been revealing. At times, some of the dreams, they come too early, but the Lord will restrict
mm-hmm.
you from sharing it. And then when the time is right, he will tell you that it's now time for you to share them.
Yeah.
To release them. So I started getting these dreams, I think from 2020 to date.
Mm-hmm.
And from 2020, I wasn't writing them. I get the dreams and then it will be there. So it was happening. It keeps on coming. So I said, okay, fine. Then I need to take this one serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then start to write them. So I think with the first dream that I will share, I don't have the date because those ones I wasn't writing. But when it kept on coming, I decided to pen them down.
Okay.
And then share them. So the first dream was in 2020. And then in the dream, I was directed to purchase some food items from Mekom, Ghana. And then the dream setting was Cape Coast, because I'm in Cape Coast. The Lord at times uses scenes that you are familiar with, mm-hmm. for you to understand what he wants to show you. So when I entered the shop, I noticed the shelves were empty, and the customers there were struggling to find what they came to buy. The entire shelves were empty. I was sent to buy tomato paste and other items for the house, rice and then other stuff. So when I went there, I couldn't get those items to buy. Mm-hmm. And then I could see that the people in the shop had money, but they couldn't buy the food because there were no food to buy. No food to buy. And then this dream reminded me of the stories that my mom kept telling me, what happened, the famine and the starvation that happened in 1983. It was exactly what was told me in the dream, that this is just exactly what will happen. So if I want to understand this better, then I should go and then listen to what happened in 83. So what I saw was exactly what my mom told me. Mm-hmm. Then to the next dream, for that one, I started writing them. So okay. That one also happened. I saw that one on the 3rd of October, 2020. And I titled this, The Collapse of Ghana's Economy. The Collapse of Ghana's Economy. So for this dream, Ghana's economy collapsed, resulting in significant job losses and famine. And the famine was so severe that the people put their faith in government to solve it for them. Government, the Ghana government promised them, made a whole lot of promises, but they couldn't fulfill it. So it led to demonstrations and other things, as we all know. And the effect of it was so dicey. And I pray that the Lord will keep us and will preserve the peace of our nation for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Then let's jump to 2001, 13th January 2021. And then in this dream, I saw that the government was in charge of everything, including food and then other items. And there was famine. And this famine in the nation was severe, that the only people benefiting from it were the politicians. They had food, and then they had everything stocked up for them. But for the ordinary citizen, they were struggling to get something to eat. So that was in January, 13th January 2021. Then 12 October 2021, in this dream, I saw food shortages in Ghana. And bread was the only common commodity that was available for people to buy, was the only food item available. And it was also the most expensive. People couldn't buy it. That was 12 October 2021. And 21st November 2021, in this dream, I was with a lady. So in the dream, we wanted to buy fufu from a local chobar. Mm-hmm. So we went there, we asked of the price, and then she said the fufu or tiffany 30 cedis. And the meat also starts from 20 cedis. So in the dream, we were surprised. We were like, we thought these prices are from restaurants, and then because per the thing that per the environment or the scene in the dream, we were in this toba, local food joints, so we don't expect
a wayside one
to start from 30 cedis, and then the meat started from 20 cedis. So right from the dream, we entered into another scene of the dream whereby we were taken to the market, and then we wanted to go and buy okra. The price of okra was too expensive that we couldn't buy it, so we left the market. So when I woke up from the dream, I understood why the price of fufu was very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's jump to 2022. for 2022, I think for food shortages, I started getting them in larger quantities. So for 2022, 7 January 2022, I was sent to Kotokawa Market. Mm-hmm. That's the major market in Cape Coast.
Yeah.
I was sent to go and buy tomatoes. So I was standing at Infantafeng Junction. Those who know Cape Coast properly, Infantafeng Junction. So we were there. It wasn't only me. We were waiting for tomato truck to come because there were no tomato at the market. So we have to come and stand at the junction, wait for the truck to move from Infantafeng Junction to Kotokawa Market. So as we were standing there, we saw a truck moving towards the market. So I shouted, I screamed to one of the guys on top of the truck that I want tomato 20 cedis to buy. So like when they alight, you should just take 20 cedis and then give it to me. The guy said he can't give me 20 cedis. I can only buy 7 cedis worth of tomatoes. And the number of people chasing the truck, Reuben, at the end of this dream, I wasn't even able to buy the tomatoes. And then I woke up from the dream. So the amount that I wanted to buy, I had the money, yeah, but because
the quantity you couldn't get.
Yes, the quantity, they reduced it, and then they decided to give me 7 cedis worth of tomatoes, and then I woke up from the dream. This was 7 January 2022. And the next dream, this was 25th March 2022. In this dream, I saw a thing of muck, ideal muck, the big size. It was 100 cedis. And
powdered milk or liquid?
No, the tin milk, the liquid. You see, I do. They have the big size there.
Mm.
The tin milk, yes.
Yeah, so that one, yeah.
Yes, one was going for 100 cedis, and the people were complaining. They couldn't buy it, so they were requesting that they go by the old method. Ah, what they are training. But the one selling it in the dream said, oh, yes, I had it. So you see that they buy or they leave it. So the people couldn't buy it. One was going for 100 cedis.
Wow.
Then 31st May 2022, poor shortage in Ghana. So in the dream, I saw people in Ghana queuing to buy fuel. They were not able to purchase the quantities they desired due to shortages.
Yeah.
And then the prices were so high that they couldn't afford it. That was in 31st May 2022. Then the same four shortages. I saw that one on the 6th of August 2022. So in the dream, I saw that there were four shortages across the country. And only few of the vehicles were on the road. So in the dream, I realized that the problem was not from the fuel stations, but from the government. Because fuel was given to these stations, fuel was rationed to these filling stations. So the amount that they have is what they sell. And then this shortage, I remember, in the dream lasted for some weeks. It was about 2 weeks. In the dream, the number of vehicles roaming were those who were able to fill their tanks because they still had some left. They were able to move their vehicles. I saw, yes, many of the vehicles, they packed and then they were not moving because they had no fuel to buy. Then the other one that I saw was in 7th May 2022. So in this dream, I saw the fuel price in Ghana increase to a record high. Baby, this was a dream I sent you when you were in Accra.
Yeah, it was in May. Yeah.
Yes, it was in May, 7th May 2022. And then I saw petrol price, it was 20 cedis per liter. And then diesel price was 21 cedis per liter. A record high fuel price in Ghana. Then high food prices in Ghana. This was 23rd June 2022. So in this dream, I went to a shop to go and buy food. So I went to the shop and then I requested for Indomie, Hungry Man size.
Yeah.
So I wanted the sachet, not the whole box. One sachet of Indomie, Hungry Man size. And then the shopkeeper said, one Indomie, Hungry Man size, is 25 cedis. Maybe in the dream, I wanted to, but I wanted two. But because of the price, I was able to buy only one.
That's a
one. One Indomie, Hungry Man size, was 25 cedis. I wasn't able to buy two. Then, 15th August, 2022. So in the dream, Ghana had no wheat grain, and this caused some wheat brand foods to skyrocket in prices.
Mm-hmm.
So in another scene of the dream, I was given a prayer point to pray, and then they said, in the dream, the prayer topic was to pray against man-made famine in Ghana. The Lord was saying to me in the dream that people in the nation, some rich people, they want to buy food at a higher price from the farmers and burn them so that they can speed up the rate of the famine. So with this one, Christians together can pray against it, yeah. And the Lord will help us.
Oh, amen. The time is almost up, so I think, yeah, you're giving us a fair view,
yeah,
of these things. And you see, it's meant for us to know how to pray, because you see, God reveals these things for something to be done in some instances for both physical actions or spiritual actions. So depending on whatever the Spirit of the Lord is leading to, we know what to do. It's very, very important we take, you know, that's why I started with Prophet Simon Opoku's own, which was in 2020, the Lord showed him for the globe, I mean, worldwide issues. These things are not only Ghana issues, beyond. And you see, the world is seeing these things from various angles. It started in, this whole problem started in 2020 and then gradually has been escalating and all that, because from COVID time, less planting because of lockdowns, restrictions and all that, ships were not moving. So that was the beginning of it. And then 2021 to the after effect of it to continued. Then the diesel issues and all. So it's been 2 years now, and now the effect is getting more severe. That's how come we are seeing and having the feel of these things at this time. But as believers, we should know when God wants us to do something and what God wants us to do. That's the whole essence of why the Lord shows these things to his children. That's why I said that when I started, that these things are meant for believers, serious Christians who understand spiritual things. It's not for unbelievers. No, I mean, that one is my back case. It's Christians that these things are meant for, because they would know what to do and how to do things and know how to pray. And I believe, I keep saying that these things are not meant to scare us. It's rather meant to inform us, so that when we are well informed, we will know how to act spiritually and also physically if the need arises. So I believe, yes, we've heard these things and we can see some of the things unfolding right before our eyes in the system, and we should know what we have to do so far as we still have time. Yes, of course, for some, it's a bit too late in terms of some things the cost is just ridiculous now, but we are still nowhere near what is ahead. That's the truth and that's the reality. And I believe God himself would help his children as they pray for divine provision and guidance and all that. You know, so let's be guided. Let's know the times we are in. That is, there comes a time where or when Bible prophecy has to be fulfilled. Indeed, if Jesus has to come, then some Bible prophecies would have to be fulfilled. And if we are in the end times, then we cannot escape some of these prophecies from happening within our times. And if he says there'll be famines and pestilences, well, we've seen COVID and other diseases also rearing its head around the world in recent times. So we should not be surprised that famine is beginning to take a toll on the world gradually. And that's the times we find ourselves in. You know, recently a friend was saying that, oh, so why did God bring us here at this time? You know, but you see, there's a song I play sometimes, for such a time as this. You know, God knows why he placed us on this earth for such a time as this. He knows the mandates that we have and what we have to do for such a time as this. So we have to also know that he doesn't make mistakes in his placement of people at what period of time on this earth. Rather, let's seek his face to know exactly what he would want us to do in these times. And I believe that would be the best thing to do. So listeners, be encouraged and seek his face and know what to do. Yes, it's very, very important to know what to do. I remember he told one prophet what he said, just as Prophet Simon Opoku also said, that his children will have to be like Joseph in these times. There was one prophet, he was in Australia, he died 4 years or so ago. And I remember 7 years ago, he said, maybe 8 years ago, when he said that God was giving the church 7 years to prepare. Mm-hmm. 7 years. And that 7 years elapsed in 2021. And indeed, in 2021, that a lot of this whole severe thing started.
Yeah.
No, so for the warnings, God has been giving warnings. So, but the church, so God, yeah, he speaks. So, but we are the ones who don't want to pay attention to it, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because even I believe the church, in terms of the body of Christ, could have saved a lot of things. Could have gone into farming, big time farms owned by the big churches to. Really, churches can afford to buy a lot of food to stock up for their church members in the severe times, make it available, even as a way of soul winning and all that in the communities. No, but, you know, people hear it and it's like, oh, one of those things, they just pass, ignore, don't pay attention to it. And I believe at the end of the day, God will be sitting down and looking at humanity and say, well, I did my best. He sent his prophets to warn. He sent people to warn. Simple people like Eben will come and sit here and talk and talk and talk and talk, but people will not take him serious. And now people are sending me messages in recent times that you said you told, the things you've been saying. But what can I do again? I did what the Lord asked me to do, and that's what I did. And I believe, well, let's just seek his face and see.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brother Isaac, thanks.
I believe we should also pray for mercy for our nation. Mercy for our nation and then seek the face of God as what to do. Because in these times like this, in this crisis, the Lord also bless his children.
Oh, yeah.
It is the time, I think in the Bible, it was this same period of famine whereby the Lord blessed Abraham and then Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you seek the face of God, the Lord will see us through.
Oh yeah, I believe the revival is also just around the corner.
Exactly. You know,
with less food, there will be more prayer, and with more prayer, the revival also flows.
The revival will flow.
For that one, now there are a lot of prophecies to that point that is the revival in the world is just around the corner, and the third great awakening. So, well, let's keep praying for the will of God to be done, either way, whichever way. Yeah. Okay, so Isaac, thanks and good night.
Thank you, Brethren.
Okay, so listeners, I believe you've heard it yourself. And so do what you have to do and do the prayers you have to also pray. Okay, I think time is up. So good night and God bless you.
Go full of faith. Go full of faith. No fear. I know they fear. No fear.